We are live. This is Fresh Off the Grill podcast, your main number one podcast for all the MMA news. We don't have any fights this weekend, and we already talked about the Super Bowl. We could, however, get charity's picks, considering our special guest, the insatiable Charizard, is back this week.
Ugh. Gross.
You don't like insatiable?
No, it's a gross word.
I don't think anyone likes that
yeah,
word.
Yeah, no.
What does it really even mean? Just like...
unsatisfiable.
Is that what it is? I thought it was like you couldn't get enough.
No. Oh. Yeah, but don't those kind of go hand in hand?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fucking done for.
Yep.
Okay, so you wanted to say something about Cotton Eye Joe?
Yes. I have a question for you guys and all of America. Is the Cotton Eye Joe vaguely racist, or is it not at all and I'm just vaguely racist?
It's about redneck white people, so is it racist?
Is it?
Yeah.
It has to be racist.
The people who wrote the song are like, first of all, from like Sweden or some shit.
Oh.
Because it had happened during all the dance music craze of like the late 90s. Because that song's from like 1997. And it was created as like a Euro.
I thought that.
Euro trance hit or whatever.
I thought that song was old as fuck.
I thought that song was literally from like the like.
Slave picking. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's white people sing it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Get out and get nap now, yo.
Okay, fair. But no, I don't know. I thought it was because isn't Joe like a name?
It's definitely a name.
That's just a vague term name for like any, like it's like John or Joe. That it would just be like a vague terminology for like a man.
Oh, I have interpreted this song all wrong.
So what the fuck is a Cotton Eye Joe?
He'd been married a long time ago. I don't know.
No. Okay. All right. This is why I thought that. Cotton.
It's Southern racist. Accent.
I'd racist. And that's why. No, I'm just kidding. But really, the cotton thing, I just assumed it was racist. Because if you're... What does cotton-eyed mean? Is that a specific... Like, is that a real...
No, Rob. I gotta look this up too.
Look that up, young Jamie.
I mean, I don't know.
What's your...
Oh, someone drunk on moonshine.
I'm telling you, it's about rednecks.
Yeah, but it's gotta involve some sort of racist thing.
Why,
yeah.
Because of cotton?
No, because Southern people.
Yeah.
Think about it. So Cotton Eye Joe, so it's like...
Drunk ass Joe.
Yeah. So with cloud, like it means like you have cloudy eyes, basically.
Oh.
He'd been married a long time ago. That's self-explanatory. I don't know the rest of the lyric.
But why? Why do you think it's racist?
Cotton.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I just, I got.
Anything with cotton isn't racist.
I disagree.
I also disagree.
That shirt is cotton you're wearing. Is that racist?
Well, it's yours, so yeah.
I said, that's why I said you, the shirt you're wearing.
Cabe, you're not making yourself look good on this one. You know that they sell fake cotton plants at Walmart? Like, who's going to have that in the house as decoration?
Who would come into that house and be like, oh, how'd you get this cotton plant
and
to grow in
do,
here?
And if you have it in your house, you can be like, what the fuck you got that cotton plant here for?
Yeah.
I use it for picking.
What are you hiding in the basement?
Fucking stupid. I'm high as shit.
I've cotton mouth.
So... Why don't you get something to drink? You were calling me crazy for asking for a drink earlier.
Did I say crazy? Probably.
No, she thought that you were kidding.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were trying to do one of those things where you're like, when I sit down and you're like, oh, babe, can you get this? And then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I go sit down and you're like, oh, babe, one more thing. I thought that's what you were doing.
Which would have been
be funny. Yeah, that would have been funny. But that's why I was like, what's going on?
I have to say, it did get rid of my headache.
You didn't even take a fucking sip.
No, not drinking. Smoking.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gabe, it's a fucking halo.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
It's yep. Good stuff. That's hurricane.
So, what's your pick for the Super Bowl? Who do you think is going to win? And what's the score?
Definitely the Patriots. I think that the Chiefs are going to win. Because...
Can you be more vocal, Fry?
Sorry, I think that the Chiefs are going to win because Patrick Mahomes is a really good person.
He looks like, oh no, he sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I know, but you know what I saw on the internet last night?
Well, maybe he'll win the game. I don't know.
No, okay, on the internet, I saw this thing and it was like, I don't know how real it was, but it was like a tweet. It was like, so-and-so, I'm like in Kansas City for whatever, and I just sat down for dinner and like noticed Patrick Mahomes was in the restaurant, and like everybody else noticed too, but nobody was getting up to take pictures or whatever. And so when he walked out with his wife or whatever, he was like, hey, thanks for not, or thanks for letting us enjoy our food. And then I guess it came out later that he paid for everybody's meal in the restaurant. I don't know how true it is. But
that sounds like a made-up story.
Probably, but
if it's not, that's pretty ballin'.
Yeah. People say he's a good person, so I wouldn't not believe it.
Yeah, well, I just thought it would be nice if I bought everybody some dinner, you know?
That's a decent impression.
Oh my god!
I've never worked on a Kermit the Frog, but I've heard it enough times. Kermit
that's not bad.
Frog.
You know, I just thought if I threw a lot of touchdowns, I'd do okay.
I really don't want them to win.
No.
I don't either, but I think they're going to.
We both picked the 49ers.
Because I'm a hater.
I don't think they're going to win, but that's who I would prefer to win.
What's the score? What's going to be the score of the game? So you got the Kansas City Chiefs winning, so usually when you score more touchdowns or points, you'd win the game.
Yes, that is generally how it works. I don't know. Okay, let me think here.
Just ballpark. Like, what's an average numbered score of a football game? You've watched your fair share of trashy football teams.
Shut the fuck up. I would say 21-17.
All right. So it's a low scoring game. All right. I can see that.
It's not too far off from what we had. Did I have like 31?
We not only had the same team, but we were like a field goal away from having the same score.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think I did 34-24, and you were like 31-24.
Something like that.
Pretty close.
Wow.
Now he's doing cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, Gib. Not a gateway
all
drug.
Disheveled. Look at his hair.
How am I? Is my hair disheveled?
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Girl, wipe the snot out of my mustache.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I gotta see if Don will find that snot rocket picture that I was talking about.
Ooh, can't wait.
He took for his photography class, and apparently I have like a foot of like snot, like 2 feet of snot out of my nose.
Oh, Don took the picture?
You should have him take a whole bunch of pictures of you doing disgusting shit and just hang them in the living room.
Yeah, like a gallery wall.
Yeah, but it has to be like really artsy and like filtered, like this is a sepia tone. It's like,
oh, God.
Like a pre-sneeze face where you're all like,
yeah.
Perfect.
Me sitting on a toilet.
I was gonna say
we filmed
in the bathroom. In the
we
shower.
Filmed that before too.
Wait, you taking a shit?
No, it was for a music video we did. We did a cover of the Monster Mash, but instead it was the Blumpkin Bash, and we like re-sang all the words and stuff like that. And there's a part with me sitting on the toilet playing the piano.
Oh, okay, I remember that actually.
Oh my goodness.
This is a really funny shot of where I'm playing the piano with one hand and then I'm reaching over the toilet paper and start pulling it off the roll.
I love how you're the one to poop in it.
Well, yeah, you gotta. And I remember
<gotta. laughs>
I remember distinctly about one of the things about filming that is I was recording the sound for like the flush.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I might have even taken a shit, and then I was recording that, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, so you're a method actor, is what you're saying.
Well, we wanted to have the toilet flushing.
Yep.
Didn't want to waste the thing.
But I was in there. No, I'm pretty sure I had taken a shit, and I was trying to film it flushing down the toilet, and I was laughing.
Ew, Gabe.
I was laughing.
I thought you were just recording the sound. You were actually filming shit.
You're
go down
a fucking animal.
Oh. But I was recording it, and I was laughing so much that I like couldn't hold the camera steady.
Oh no, that's fucking gross.
And then Don made fun of me because I guess my turd wasn't good enough. So
to top it all off,
it was a hider.
Your turd was pathetic.
Yeah. But it was also like it was too funny for me to like record it.
I really hate the word turd. It's disgusting. My brother calls me churd because it rhymes with turd. And it's really gross. So.
Well, oh, it's fitting then, babe.
Hate I know. Chard.
I mean, I didn't say he didn't do it out of a place of love.
I thought he did it because it was like short for Charizard.
No. I don't think... No, he's never called me Charizard.
Is it, though?
I know.
It's Ard and
There's
Chur.
There's no U Chur. In it.
So like, it would be Chard.
Chard.
Chard, yeah.
Or Chad.
Ooh.
Anybody ever call you Chaz?
No, actually, I had a friend in college named Chaz, and he was so
Did he
weird.
Smell bad?
No.
I feel
no.
like if you have that name, you have to, like, smell
he
bad.
He was an
or,
over-axer, oh. if you know what I mean. Yeah. But,
so he did smell bad.
Yeah. But he was just goofy. Kelsey thought she was going to marry him. And alas, she did not.
Why did she think she was going to marry him?
They were like childhood friends since like diapers. So she was like, she always assumed.
Still a shot.
Still a shot.
I don't know her. Don't know him, but hey.
Chaz.
I don't like Chaz as a name.
Was there a wrestler named Chaz?
No. It's Chavo.
Yeah, Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah.
He lies, he cheats, he steals. Charity's lost.
No idea what you're talking about.
I was talking to Mr. Kalen. You remember the computer teacher from elementary school? Well, he works at the music store, so I like talked to him kind of on the reg. And he was talking about how he's been friends with the owner of the music store, Bob, since they were like, you know, grade school kids.
Oh.
He was telling me some story about them walking down to the Stoughton like cinema to go watch some movie that had come out. Oh. Like, this is how old school they are. And he was like, yeah, we were friends a long time. We used to talk about Cream Magazine, which was like a Rolling Stone music kind of magazine.
Why?
C-R-E-E-M. Two E's.
Oh.
So I don't know the magazine. He was talking about that. And he's like, and we'd get Wrestling Magazine. So we'd talk about like wrestling and music all the time.
Huh.
Of course. What else?
Well, think about it. It's in the 80s too. So it's like wrestling's the shit. Like Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, Ric Flair. We can't talk about Ric Flair without doing that.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Woo! Just funny. He still looks exactly the same.
He was the principal for a little bit.
Yeah.
Or at least I think he was. I don't remember.
He started talking to me about Miss Martin, too, like, if I remember.
The art teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Would she die?
No. I guess she's a principal in Attleboro, I think.
Oh.
She taught art, bro.
Yeah. You know how high of an education you have to do to be teaching children regardless?
Yeah, but...
Like, elementary school teachers are some of the, like, ones that go through the most school.
Is not a better candidate for a principal than an art teacher?
Don't fucking talk trash about Miss Martin, bro.
Fuck that bitch. She barely taught me anything.
Aww. I have you know she...
What grade was it? Kindergarten?
No, like kindergarten through like, fifth.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had one art teacher
so
for the whole
I just
school.
Made eye contact with Gabe while he picked his nose just then. I saw it go all the way
Don't
in.
Act like it's not the first time.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, don't act like that is the first time. Miss no. Martin will fuck you up, dude. She was... my mom used to play indoor soccer.
So
and
what?
Miss Martin was on an opposing team. She was a fucking enforcer and drove people into the boards. I remember my mom distinctly, me as a kid, my mom getting into the car with two ice bags over her legs and like being like crying.
Gabe, your mom's
what?
Soft.
See if she's a little soft. She bruises like a banana.
A little soft.
Oh,
she's
no.
soft as baby shit, boy.
Well, don't say that about my mom. Jeez.
I didn't say a bad thing, but she's soft. She gets hurt easily.
She did get fucked up.
And also, if Miss Martin stepped on me, I'd punch that bitch in her fucking mouth.
Right in her fro.
I'm not going to take a slide tackle. Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, realistically, though, how much do you learn in elementary school art? You
Nothing.
Said she didn't teach me anything.
Exactly.
No
that's
art
why
teacher
I don't
teaches
feel
you anything.
Bad by saying she's not qualified to be a principal.
Oh. Yeah, but that's her field, so... As art teachers, especially elementary, you don't really teach anything. Well, no, that's not true. You teach the
number
color wheel.
Number one. Now the song has just begun.
I drew blue duck because I wanted to see a blue duck.
This is what it's making me think of. Thank you, Miss Lippy.
Miss Lippy was the weirdest one of his teachers.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
I guess the whole... her putting the paste on her face wasn't supposed to be in the movie, but they liked it so much that they kept it.
That's
I think
great.
I read.
Like, they didn't give her the instruction to put it on her face, but they were like, oh, like, this is what you're doing in this scene, but, like, didn't really. And she kind of just did it.
Oh. Oh, that's weird, so hippie. Weird.
And then they had to, like, redo her makeup, so the makeup director was really pissed at her.
Shut up, idiot. It was funny.
That makeup doesn't look like it took too long to do.
She almost looks like Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
Or, you know, the matchmaker in Mulan when she gets splashed with the tea and her face is all messed up. That's what she looked like.
Yeah, my brother actually showed me that picture and he looks just like Gary who works in the office. The matchmaker with the fucking like makeup all runny.
The matchmaker?
In Mulan. The woman.
Oh, she's in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I don't have a distinct memory of her at all.
With the makeup all runny, it looks like Gary from the office. It was hilarious. Now I can't unsee it. Anytime I see him, I just picture the song being played and him dancing around like a fucking idiot.
See any good movies lately, Roberto?
No, they all fucking suck. Actually, no, The Gentlemen was pretty good. The Turning was trash.
Was it?
Horrible.
Oh.
Ryan and I got out and we're like, I don't know if we like it. Like, we said that as a group.
Because you were both high.
But that's not a reason why. And then we both watched and read about it more. And we're like, no, that movie was fucking stupid. It made no sense. It wasn't scary. It's trash.
I mean, the majority of those movies, they're trash versus really good movies.
Yeah.
Think about it.
We also saw Gretel and Hansel. That was terrible.
That looked terrible.
Did they really just call it Gretel and Hansel because it's the woman's name first? So it's like, oh, we're your woman movement.
Is it
really? No, because she's the main star of the movie. Like, the movie's all about her, really.
Is it like a Puss in Boots situation?
No.
Oh.
Then again, I don't know what that is.
What? Yeah.
No, I know what he is, but I don't know what a Puss in Boots situation is.
Like, I'm literally just picturing the cat with the boots from fucking Shrek.
I'm going to start using that in
every
day.
But I don't know what a Puss in Boots situation is.
Yeah, what is that?
Explain it. Puss in Boots got his own spinoff movie.
Oh, okay. No.
And he's the main character.
Hansel's still in it. It's just that she's much older than him in this version as opposed to being, like, close to the same age.
Oh,
wait, Hansel's the girl?
Hansel's the boy.
Oh, okay.
A Puss in Boots situation.
I said I'm going to start using that in everyday life.
I'm pretty, like, people don't even know that was a movie.
No.
Sure they do.
It doesn't, I don't think
the
it was.
The younger generation? Like, the.
That was their Shrek.
You think? I never saw it, so maybe. I don't know if it had the same, like,
adult humor. I know the
character.
I don't. Never mind.
What? Why are you getting upset?
Because it's super dumb. Why would you bring up, like, a nonsensical movie that, like, no one even knows?
Oh.
I knew what she meant.
Yeah.
I thought she was thinking it was an established phrase.
No. I just established it.
It is a weird movie to just pick out of nowhere, though.
I know. I don't know why that was the first thing that popped into my head. I was trying to think of spinoffs.
But no, it's not a spinoff because Hansel's still in it. It's just that he's her much younger brother and she kind of takes care of him.
Oh.
It's the ending that's stupid.
What happens?
She becomes the witch.
Spoiler alert.
I thought that was in the book, too.
Was it?
I don't know.
No, she kills the witch. But in this, when she kills the witch, she absorbs all of her powers.
So she's evil by the end?
She becomes a witch. I don't know if she becomes evil.
She's a good witch for good.
How would she get the other witches?
By killing her.
No, I know that. How would she get the other witches, whatever you said?
Powers.
Powers.
By killing her.
Yeah, but she would be evil because it's an evil witch.
I don't know. It's science. It was a really fucking stupid, boring movie. Ryan and I both fell asleep. And then, you know how in romantic comedies when each couple, like person in the couple, wakes up at the same time and they're staring at each other?
Ooh.
That's what this was like. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And he goes, I don't know, but this movie's fucking boring.
Oh, no.
You guys were there cuddling at the theater?
No, we weren't cuddling. We were separated by an armrest.
I was going to say, did you put the armrest up, though?
Of course we did. We were in separate seats. Like, mine was on the end, so I had my own seat.
So you needed to be closer to each other, so you put the armrest up.
No, because I can't put my armrest up. He has the love seat. I have the lone seat.
Oh, because it was the threes?
Yeah. So, That was that. That movie's trash. Don't go see it. It was really boring. At first, I thought it started out kind of cool because they were using like 80s retro horror music and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay.
I'm telling you that people are just doing that because of Stranger Things.
They could have, and then it ended up being trash. Like 20 minutes in, I was like, damn, when's something going to happen?
American Horror Story was all wicked 80s this season, too, because I was watching it with Charity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different every season, though. I liked the first, like, two or three seasons, and then I stopped watching.
I know, now it's kind of like, all right.
Even though you, like, had to watch every episode.
Well, yeah, of course.
If you're that far into it, you have to see it.
But
to
that's
completion.
The issue. I didn't
you
know if
not.
It was like...
Yes, you do.
No, because yeah. that's it doesn't follow, like, chronological stories. There's all different offshoots.
I don't mean
yeah,
you,
but you
have
mean, like,
to see it because of unique conclusion. I mean, if you've already watched seven episodes, why not just watch... seven seasons. Why not just watch the eighth?
Drew Carey's brother's in it.
He's gross. Didn't he play a crossdresser in some movie?
I think he played a crossdresser in the Drew Carey show.
Probably. That show was dumb. Craig Ferguson was the best thing about it, his boss.
Craig Ferguson's great. That's the guy I was talking about that... quick, show a picture of Paul McCartney.
And it's Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
That
was a running joke on the Craig Ferguson show, and it's one of me and Rob's favorite. It's like, he used to be like, quick, show a picture of Paul McCartney, and it would be Angela Lansbury. And he'd say, quick, show a picture of Angela Lansbury, and then it would be Paul McCartney.
Which is like at different points in the show.
Paul McCartney looks like an old woman.
Yeah.
Is the joke.
Oh,
and
okay.
Angela Lansbury is just like some English stateswoman.
Gotcha.
It's amazing. All right, listen.
I guess you have to see it to know how funny it is, okay?
No, you have to have brain power and smart brain.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
You couldn't have sounded stupider saying that.
That was the point.
Instead of like Frankenstein.
Or a deaf person. I'm so sorry. Just kidding.
Dude, I was over at my brother's house yesterday, and what? I was playing with Lucas.
Yeah.
This little motherfucker kept on climbing on the back of the couch next to me and just like giving me raspberries
on your head.
No, he's like, and so I'd have to bend backwards to hit him with some. And then he'd just laugh, jump off the back of the couch, and then fucking run just on his tippy toes across the room.
How old is he now?
Almost two.
Okay, yeah, he's getting around then.
May he'll be two. He still can't say fuck, though. I'm trying really hard.
So he's not fully developed.
This was the best part about it. Becky has the video. Me and Russell started chanting fuck. And so everyone in the living room started chanting fuck. And he was standing in the middle and just fucking clapping and smiling the whole time. Because he thought we were cheering for him. But we were just chanting fuck, 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 fuck.
Aww.
Babies are the greatest.
Why do you guys want to teach him that shit?
Because that's what uncles do. They teach you to swear and fucking annoy your parents.
Mm. Was your brother involved in this at all?
Of course he was. It was Becky the only one who doesn't want him to say fuck. And even then, she's going to laugh when he says it.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're missing a fucking golden opportunity. You know that? She's having another baby.
It's
a boy.
Are you trying to?
I am.
Donald Trump.
No, that's this.
No, Donald Trump is the okay symbol. You're doing it right now.
They're having a boy, and they're not naming it Bubba Gump Smith.
Which is a bigly disappointment.
Oh.
We tried so hard to get this last baby named Forrest. We got the middle name.
It's actually a good name. And you know, if Lucas was named Forrest Lucas, I think that's a better name than Lucas Forrest.
Yeah.
And I know that's his real name. So, sorry, Becky, but you made the wrong call.
It's not too late to change it.
Lucas Forrest Smith does not have the same ring to it as Forrest Lucas Smith. Forrest Lucas Smith sounds like he's a leading like actor in Hollywood.
And Bubba Gump Smith just sounds great.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Bubba Gump Smith.
Their last name's Smith?
You can't.
Oh, I never knew that.
You can't name a kid Bubba, especially if he's a white dude.
Why?
Sure you can. See? Yes. The only Bubbas I know are white.
That's because you went to, like, the whitest part of Mississippi.
And that's what they're down from that area, too. Bubba might be the only black Bubba.
Who knows?
I don't know. You have to be a Southern. Let me make the distinction. You have to be a Southern gentleman to be named Bubba. And I take the term gentleman very loosely.
I'm going to call this next one Bubba Gump Smith. Okay.
doesn't even matter what his legal name is.
I can now say that boy sure is a running fool. Because all he does is run in the living room. It's fucking great. I died the first time I said it. Of course, I was high as shit, so everything was funnier.
That's Rob's a huge pothead lately. That's the story.
That's what it all comes down to. And we just kept on telling people we were tired. Like, we came up like, nah, are you fucking high?
Nah,
like,
I got something in my eye.
No, we're just tired. Leave us alone. Fucking exhausted.
Is that what you told your brother?
No, that's what me and my brother told everyone else.
Oh.
We went up there high as shit.
Terrible people.
And then he went in his room and took Snapchat selfies. Because he was so high.
Are you going over there today?
I might.
Do you want to just end this?
What? Why are you looking at me?
Sarah, well, you haven't even said anything in a minute.
I know. I didn't know what to say because I got confused and lost as to where we were. I got lost a little in the maze of conversation. Hold
on, let's see if the ghost wants to say anything.
Yeah. You didn't even introduce him.
No, there was a ghost last episode.
I'll play the clip right here.
Me and Andrew still had some pizza left, and we're like, Dom, you want a piece? And he's like, I probably shouldn't. And then just instantly took a piece. Fucking high as fuck. 3 minutes and 43 seconds into the last episode, you hear a,
And
it's a ghost.
What I just want to say that I've known all along that there was a ghost, and I've said it from day one. And I really hope one day that Gabe admits it.
Clearly haunted.
There's no ghost in here.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is. I have so
Rob's
many...
egging you on because he thinks it's
absolutely
funny.
Not. Well, it is funny. It is funny, but...
But also, you can't deny that there is a sound.
There's definitely a ghost. I can tell you multiple unexplained things.
There's a sound, and it could be explained very easily.
Nope.
Dawn could have been editing.
Wasn't home.
Or...
Still wasn't home. Or what?
It wasn't one of us breathing because we were both talking.
He could have been processing.
He wasn't home.
He could have been.
It was a fucking ghost,
well,
bro.
Well, he does files and shit on his computer like while he's gone, like upload shit, so.
It's not going to scream at you.
There could have been the TV downstairs from the neighbors.
Nope.
No, it wouldn't be that clear.
That one single yell, they turned up the volume just for that. Be like, yeah. Well, let's fuck with these idiots.
They sat on the remote.
No, they didn't.
Even if they did, it wouldn't have turned up that quickly if you sat on the
remote. Or it could have been from outside.
No, because why would it just be a,
Yeah.
Gabe, just admit what your eyes are saying already.
Yeah.
My eyes are saying.
You look fucking terrified.
You're shaken to the core. I can tell.
The ghost has a hold of him. Now I got to look up exorcists on Craigslist.
You should get a Jewish one like Radis Yahoo in that movie. Do you remember that? We watched that movie where it was an exorcist movie, but it was a rabbi instead.
Oh,
No.
The Dybbuk box one?
Something. And yeah, Modest Yahoo plays the rabbi in it.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I can do a Skype exorcism right now for $300.
Oh. Our lucky day.
It's only fair, Gabe.
And are we making a donation to the church? Like, what?
Gabe, this is your exorcism, so you're going to have to pay me for it.
I'm not giving you
anything. It's a Skype to target
you have
Satan.
To.
Bob Larson performed more than 20,000 exorcisms over the past 30 years. He's not fucking bullshitting.
That's what
he's
says.
He's now using Skype to target Satan. And easy mark. Oh, whoops. Never mind. I mean, it's totally real.
What?
Nothing. It just doesn't try to discredit him at all.
No, it doesn't.
What?
No, it does.
I'm so confused. Never mind.
You can get Dr. Rob Larson.
I really
exorcism.
Don't want Dr. Rod Larson.
Rob Larson, okay.
Oh, I thought you said Rod.
He's an internet.
Oh.
No, that's a different professional.
I know. That's why I was so confused. I was like, what is he doing?
Hi, I'm Rod Larson.
Either way, you should be burning more sage in this house, Gabe.
Yeah. We need to do
that.
Because
if not
a
ghost, it's definitely an evil demon.
Hold on. Was that a ghost that moved the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, you totally just didn't kick it with your foot, you clumsy shit.
I did kick it with my foot, but I was saying, oops, because I accidentally kicked this.
Haunted.
Yeah.
Haunted. That's it.
Gabe's just mad, and he's in denial, so he's lashing out.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, that sounds like something a ghost would say.
Yeah. Someone that's already possessed. It's Insidious 4.
Who would have thought? Gabe of all people to get possessed by a ghost.
I would. He would be the first person I would think would be possessed by a ghost. What do you mean? Look at him.
The only weird sounds I make can come out of my asshole.
Okay? Ew.
That's gross.
Gabe, that is.
I'm done.
I'm out.
His asshole's haunted too. And before you go and try to say it, it wasn't a fart. Okay.
Maybe it wouldn't be as scary and haunted in here as if you didn't have that loft in your room.
Oh, yeah. The loft is haunted.
It's scary as fuck and I hate it.
Someone hung themselves from that loft.
Yeah. What are you giggling about?
I feel it in my bones.
Because Roms just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And you're like, yeah, you're probably right. You're totally right. Like, that loft is, like, haunted.
Let's be fair, though. Someone hung themselves from it.
No. 100%. Yes. They were hanging all sorts of shit in this house.
Bodies.
And you're saying that's why Yuffie makes all that weird...
No, I think he does that because he's hungry and then he wears his throat out. But the reason that I always hear children is because a child died.
It actually wasn't a child. It was a whole bunch of children. This is where Anakin killed all those younglings. It was in this house.
You live in the Jedi Temple?
Yeah. I live in a Jedi Temple.
That's so cool.
This is actually on a planet called Corsac, and you're all invited.
You fucking idiot. You can't fool me. This place is haunted.
You want to start killing some younglings?
Yeah.
You know what? When you edit it this week, you gotta like really listen for it. Cause what if there's another one and we're missing it? Cause
Gabe's
you
gonna don't... cut them all out.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, they can't know.
You should know about all the outtakes that I cut out.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. What if we hear a ghost?
No, there's totally don't look at the folder in my computer called creepy ghost sounds that totally exist.
Damn it. I knew it. It was right under my nose this whole time.
Oh, this is fucking retarded.
I know. I don't think the ghost likes you saying that, Rob.
What, fuck?
Yeah.
And now for something completely different.
Hey guys, sorry for the abrupt cut, but we're actually at work recording OG style in the car, just like we started this podcast. This is a little insert to the episode because we didn't have any fights that week. And I got a little busy and didn't get to edit or release the episode. So this is kind of a back to the future, if you will.
A little impromptu add-on to make it a little bit easier on us, you know. This fight night is for UFC Fight Night 167, Anderson versus Blachowicz 2. And the first fight of the night, we have Lando Venata versus Yancy Medeiros. I'm going with Yancy Medeiros on this one. This is going to be an exciting fight. This is my pick for fight of the night, actually.
I'm going Yancy Medeiros, too. He's a good fighter. Going to be a good one.
Next fight, we've got Rogério Bontorin versus Ray Borg. The returning Ray Borg, he actually had quite a bit of time off. And I think his son was dealing with some weird type of cancer. Little infant, so he had to have surgery. I'm going with Ray Borg on this one.
I'm going Ray Borg as well.
Next fight, we've got Brock Weaver versus Kazula Vargas. I'm going with Brock Weaver because I saw this guy fight on Dana White's Contender Series, and he's Cajun as fuck.
Me tug dog, yeah.
Okay. Just have the defense run sprints.
I get ready, Kalei. All right, now, hey. Lead off, eh?
So he's less of a person is what you're saying.
Yeah. But no, he's exciting as shit too. Like his fight was really good that he was in.
I have a feeling that we're going to pick all the same fighters again.
Probably. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm going Brock.
And now you've got Montana De La Rosa, whose husband is actually performing early on in the card on the prelims. She's taken on Mara Romero Barella, an Italian cocaine drug runner. She was. She got in trouble for it and was like, she was like sentenced to a suspended sentence for like 26 years or some shit like that.
What do you mean a suspended sentence?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's like she's not going to serve until later?
Oh, I think she was just suspended from competing.
Oh.
But she was, like, running drugs.
So she's a winner.
She's cool as shit, but I'm not picking her. I'm picking Montana De La Rosa.
Same.
God damn it. I know who you're picking the next one now, too.
Yeah.
We've got Diego Sanchez versus Michelle Pereira.
Diego Sanchez.
Oh, okay. No, we are picking something different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with Michelle Pereira because if he starts fast and hits Diego, it's done. Diego has no chin. But honestly, if this goes past like 2 minutes, I think Diego's got it. But with that being said, I'm picking Michelle.
Okay.
That's a dude who does like fucking backflips and shit in his fights.
Yeah. The only thing is it's kind of dangerous.
It's very dangerous, but he's a fuck ton bigger than Diego Sanchez.
Yeah. I'm a little weary about his fight style. Just as far as winning, he's certainly entertaining.
Yeah. And then in our main event, we've got the rematch between Corey Anderson and Jan Błachowicz. I think I'm actually going to go with Jan Błachowicz on this one just because, I don't know, I don't really like Corey, and I also had a feeling you're going to pick Corey Anderson.
He won the first one, didn't he?
He did, yeah. So. It's a decision, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with him, so I'm going Corey. No locks. I'm not really 100% sure on any of these.
The closest one to a lock is probably Montana De La Rosa for me. But no, not really comfortable enough to give anything a lock this week.
Anyway, back to the usual schedule here.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, I'm going to end the episode with you two retards.
Aww.
That one was me. That one wasn't the ghost.
If you want to email us at freshoffthegrillpod@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and you can leave us a viewer voicemail if you download the Anchor FM app. Other than that, have a great week. Adios.
Peace.
Bye.
Raspberries.
Hold on. Do that again because it's going to top out. Okay, do it one more time. Just a little one. Hold on. No, a little.
Oh, you want it louder?
Yeah, you could do it louder because I'm turning the mic. Not that loud. It's regular. No. I want to get good
sound. Shut up.
Ready? Go ahead. One more time. That's probably a good one.
Jesus Christ. So many takes for something stupid.
Ow!